Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
There's a really, really bad car company in Vietnam. Really bad car company. And it's run by a guy who's not that bright. Keith sent me the article from Reuters. Vietnam's VinFast calls cops on man who complained about his car. So apparently in Vietnam, if you run a company and somebody says something bad about you, you can call the police and get them in trouble. Now, in America, you can say things about people and get away with it because it's not against the law to have opinions or to express them out loud. And so as long as you don't slander somebody or libel somebody or defame somebody, depending on the context and the venue, you're good to go in America. So in America, I can tell you that VinFast is a very, very bad car company. The cars they build are garbage, and the guy who runs the company is an idiot. And I can say that. And the funny thing is that VinFast, besides having a really stupid name, because there's companies like, I don't know, VinCheck and so on, but VinFast is going to have trouble in America if the owner doesn't understand America, because has he never seen the internet? Really? Okay. The company wants to sell their cars in the U.S., and they say they do the same thing here. That is, if somebody in America insulted a VinFast car, they'd call the police. So I'm just letting you know that my contact information is at the end of the video, and I think VinFast is a horrible car company, and the guy who runs it is an idiot. I think I said that earlier, though. So Vietnamese car maker VinFast has reported one of its customers to the police over comments he made on YouTube about the quality of his car. So they apparently watch YouTube. A Vietnamese YouTuber with 500,000 followers, whoa, uploaded videos about his VinFast Lux A2.0. And according to the people from VinFast, it contained untrue content, which affected the reputation of VinFast, the company said in a statement. The statement said, although the YouTuber proactively removed those clips, we saved the evidence and have sent our complaints to the police. Hey, dude, download this. The police have received our submission and have scheduled a time to work with the man. VinFast is part of the Southeast Asian country's largest conglomerate, Vingroup, plans to launch its electric vehicles in the United States next year, its CEO told Reuters last week. It is also looking at a possible share sale that could value it at $60 billion and plans to sell cars in Canada and Europe. In the video, which is now deleted, a copy of which, though, does remain on the Internet Archive website, the man had said he was proud to own a VinFast car and was only reluctantly highlighting problems. Vingroup was founded by Vietnam's richest man, a billionaire, and his interests spanning real estate, resorts, schools, hospitals, and smartphones. In a statement to Reuters, VinFast repeated that it had sufficient grounds to prove that it is not just a normal complaint. So, just to follow along here, as a company that makes cars in Vietnam, and somebody in Vietnam bought one of the cars and made a video where he said, I own one, I'm a proud owner, but I reluctantly have to tell you things that are wrong with it. After making that video, VinFast called the police on him and are trying to have him prosecuted to the point where the guy pulled the video down and they're still chasing him. And again, I wonder if VinFast knows what the internet is or knows what YouTube does. Because all you gotta do is look up, oh, I don't know, Tesla, and find videos of people raving about them and find videos about people going nuts criticizing them. It's called the marketplace of ideas. Not just YouTube, but generally speaking, everywhere. So the idea that this guy is going to try to prosecute anyone who makes any statement critical of his cars is comical. The company said, this is the first time we've reported someone to the authorities in order to protect our reputation and our customers. If a similar incident were to occur when operating in the United States, we will also submit a request to the authorities in accordance with local law and to protect our legal rights. So here's the deal. Right now, I'm telling you, it's 2021. My name is Steve Lato, and VinFast makes lousy cars, and the owner of the company is an idiot. Okay? Just letting you know. Just letting you know. So if you want to, you can call the local authorities and send them this video. Call it Exhibit A and say, this man, Steve Lato, L-E-H-T-O, Steve Lato, insulted our cars and our company, and we want you to do something about that. The police would be like, this has got to be a joke, right? VinFast declined to say to which police department they had reported the case. An official who answered the phone at police headquarters in Ho Chi Minh City, where the YouTuber is based, said they were unaware of the case. Meanwhile, Reuters reached out to the YouTuber, but he declined to comment, probably because he's scared of what's going to happen to him. So I don't know much about modern Vietnam. I know a little bit about Vietnam from studying it with respect to what we did there, our presence there. I've read books about it. In fact, I've read a book written by a member of my audience who spent time there. A guy named Gary Vogt, who wrote a book about it, V-O-G-T. Look it up. And so I feel like I've been there. But that was through the eyes of a young man serving in the U.S. military. But apparently, their current situation is quite unusual because I'm not even sure of other countries where you can get threatened with criminal action for criticizing a consumer product. There are countries where if you criticize the government, you can get in trouble. But to criticize a consumer product seems odd to me to suggest that there's a criminal ramification there. But I assure you that in America, I can express my opinions all day long and tell you that VinFast makes lousy cars. They make lousy cars. They do. And I can also tell you that the guy who runs the company is an idiot. I can say that. And he can call the police. I don't know which police he thinks he's going to call, but he can call the police. And just in case you don't know this, for those of you who are not in America, most places in America are subject to at least three state jurisdictions, meaning that there's the local police. So if you lived in the city of Detroit, there is a Detroit Police Department. There's likewise a Wayne County Sheriff's Department, which is the county within which Detroit sits. Then there is the Michigan State Police, which covers the entire state, including the county of Wayne, the city of Detroit. So there's three potential police jurisdictions at almost any place you can go to. Now, of course, some places out in the rural nowhere, there might not be a local, but there's going to be a county and a state. So the guy from VinFast, the idiot who runs the company and makes bad cars, if he wants to, he has three different choices as to who he can call on me, right? And likewise, if he wants to, he can go to the feds. I guess he can call the FBI. Say, hey, this guy named Steve Lehto, L-E-H-T-O, in Michigan, who has besmirched my company's products and my good name. He's called me names. He's insulted me. And they're going to tell him, dude, get off the phone. You're wasting precious electrons. Okay? Get off the phone. So it's a remarkable story. But the funniest part of all is that the guy says he wants to bring his cars to America, Canada, maybe Europe, and he wants to do that, and yet he's completely unaware of American culture and the idea that in America, we are allowed to express ourselves freely, including on things such as how bad a company's cars might be or how idiotic the people who run the companies might be. And again, all I got to do is give you dozens of examples. Every time I mention a Ford Explorer, because I own two Ford Explorers. I've got an old one and a new one. Whenever I mention Ford, I get 100 comments, people saying, Steve, Ford is a horrible car company. They build junk. Can you imagine if Ford Motor Company could actually prosecute people for saying that? What else could our courts do while tied up with all the Ford insult litigation? So the guy from VinFast is going to learn an extremely important lesson about America, I suspect, when this story gets more publicity. Because again, one YouTuber reluctantly made a video pointing out some perceived flaws in the VinFast car. And instead of addressing those flaws, which is what you should do, the idiot who runs the company decided to try to prosecute the guy, which apparently you can do in Vietnam. But when commenting to press from the West who asked him, you're doing what now? He said, yeah, I'm coming to America and I would do it there too. So again, just in case this is not clear, there's a company in Vietnam called VinFast. They make bad cars. The guy who runs the company is an idiot, okay? And he's trying to prosecute somebody right now, apparently, in Vietnam, who besmirched their products. And I know I've used that word twice in this video. I will never use it again in this video. You can do that in Vietnam, my friend. Do it all day long. I don't care. No one cares, except for people in Vietnam. However, if you come to America and sell cars here, get used to it. This is America, my friend. So bring the cars. Bring your lousy cars. We don't care. We don't have to buy them, do we? So bring your cars. Welcome to America, but get used to the insults because it ain't going to get any better. So there you go. Vietnam's VinFast calls cops on man who complained about his car. They want to sell cars in the U.S., and they say they would do it here too. From Reuters, Keith Senna, thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Working hard and working smart sometimes can be two different things.